Good morning.
早安。
I have heard a lot about you, your church, your devotion for God, and your love for Jesus Christ.
我已经听到很多关于你们教会，还有你们对主的爱，还有你们对于主耶稣的爱。
And I hope that today my wife and I we can enjoy a little bit of that love and.Care that you have for the Church of Jesus Christ.
我盼望着今天我跟我的妻子可以在这地方来经历一些你们对于耶稣基督教会的这样的爱和关怀。
I want to share briefly with you a few ideas about the Bible in general.
我想来跟大家来分享一下这些我一些关于圣经的一些几个想法。
It's going to be brief. Latino time.
非常简单，就是西班牙式的。
Now, the book of, that we read and that our brother was given testimony, the Bible,
跟圣经我们刚才读的 我们的弟兄刚才也做关于圣经这样的见证
It tells us the master story.
告诉了我们这个主人的故事这个大师的故事
The master story is the story that connects all the stories possible in the world.
主人故事是伟大的故事，是连接了世上所有的故事。
So we have not just one story that is your story.
不仅是一个故事，比如说你的故事。
But we have all the stories of all of you combined.
我们会有所有的故事，也就是说大家所有的故事结合在一起。
We have all the stories of all the people in the U.S.
我们有这所有在美国人的故事。
You have all the stories of all the people that live today in the world.
我们有所有在这个世界上所居住的人的故事。
And to that we add everybody have lived in the past and that everybody that will live in the future. That's the master story.
在这个中间我们来加上过去所有的人的以前的故事还有将来人的故事放在一起这就是这一个伟大故事。
So the master story is a combination.
这个伟大的故事是一个结合。
But that combination has a mind behind.
这个结合，这一个完美的结合中间有他的思想。
So one of the things that we need to do as ministers, as servants of God, is to reconnect with that master story.
我们所要做的，不管是我们神的子民，还是神的传道者，都是为了要重新进入这个伟大的故事。
This is not working, or it is working. You did it, or he did it?
I did.
How do you did it? How do you did it?
Just press that.
This one.
Facing that one.
Okay. So, there are many things in our society, in our culture, that takes us away from the story.
在我们这个社会中间有很多很多的事情使得我们远离这个伟大故事。
For example, technology.
比如说科技。
Because technology is everything that you have, and as long as you have your cell phone with you, you are fine. You don't need anybody.
这个科技就好像，比如说你要有你的细胞电话那个东西，只要你拿在手上，你就不需要任何的人。
Or individualism, as long as you are happy, it doesn't matter if they are not.
像好像个人主义，只要你自己高兴，别人根本都没关系。
So we tend to be a little bit.Egocentric, me, instead of looking beyond of who we are.
我们好像是有点自我中心，什么事情都是我唯我独尊，而没有看到在我们之外的一切。
So the challenge that we have is how do we reconnect with the master story?
在我们的挑战是如何进入上帝，进入上帝那个伟大的故事。
In other words, instead of going from me to the universe, how can I go from the master story to me?
我们不是说好像是我们到这个宇宙，而是这个伟大的故事怎么来到我们这边。
This is why in time of confusion, if you are centering yourself, you don't know what to do.
这就是为什么当你迷惑的时候，当你自己以自己作为中心，你就不晓得自己该如何行。
If you need to make a hard decision, difficult decision, and all that you have is you, you have no idea what to do.
如果你要是做一个很困难的决定，很挑战的决定，如果所有一切都是你自己，你就不知道应该怎么做。
This is when you hear that people tells you, oh, you need to make a difference in this world, and then you are not going to make a difference because you are not connected with the big story.
这就是为什么当人家告诉你你应该在这个世界上带来改变，你不可能，实际上反倒你根本不可能带来改变，因为你没有进入这个伟大故事。
So let me bring to you three images that helps you to remember that master story.
我想给你们三个比喻，让帮助我帮助你们来记得这个伟大的故事。
So you can reconnect with the master story through these three images.
你可以进入这个伟大的故事，通过这三个比喻，三个形象。
The first one is the garden, then the table, and the third one is the city.
首先是园子，然后是桌子，然后是城市。
Now this is not about history because history is what happened in the past.
这不是关于历史，因为历史是过去的事情。
This is not about the future because we are not forecasting the future.
这也不是说是关于未来，因为我们不是在预测未来。
But rather it's a story in which all of us we are connected that has a past, that has a future, and here we are in the present.
当然这是一个故事，这是我们中间所有跟这个故事相连的，我们有一个过去，我们有一个将来，然后现在我们在这个地方相遇。
Okay, so the first one is the garden.
首先就是这个园子。
Now, I think I'm not good on this. But the garden, it is not a vegetable garden.
这个园子不是菜园。
It is not a flower bed.
不是一个花床。也不是个花床。
And we don't have many flower beds or gardens today.
我们今天实际上也没有什么菜很多的菜园跟花床。
They will come in the summer or in the spring.
到春天跟夏天可能就会有了。
But when we think of garden, we think of something that I do.
当我们想到园子的时候，我们就会觉得是我们要做的事情。
That I work on.
是我们要花时间花精力在其中的。
Something that becomes good because of what I have done.
什么东西变得好了是因为我做了些什么事情。
But in God's economy,
但是在上帝的经济学里边，
the garden is the space in which we operate.
这个园子就是一个空间，是在其中我们开始有活动，有工作。
For God, the garden is the environment in which we can live.
对于上帝来说，这个园子就是有一个环境，我们可以在其中居住。
And all our activities happen in the garden.
所有的活动是在园子中间发生。
So it doesn't come down to just a little space, your house.
不是说是到一个小小的空间，比如说你自己的房子。
Neither your country.The USA, China, or Argentina.
也不是说是你自己的国家，美国、中国或者是阿根廷。
But the globe in which God has given to us to live.
而是这个地球，就是上帝给我们的，让我们居住的地方。
You can do it, yeah. Now, God in the beginning said it was.Good.
上帝最初的时候他说看为好的。
The garden is good.
这个园子是好的。
The garden is something that God has done for us, invited us to live in, to enjoy it, and it is good.
上这个园子就是上帝为我们所建的，然后邀请我们去住，然后他说这个是好的。
There are a lot of people that they don't like to work.
很多人不喜欢工作。
They love to have a siesta, you know.
他们
sleeping midday, sleeping in the afternoon, sleeping at night, sleeping in the morning, kind of a 24-hour sleeping.
他们喜欢睡觉，早上睡，中午睡，晚上睡，24小时睡。
God said it is good, but it requires responsibility from us. So we do something for that as well as we receive from that garden.
上帝说这个很好，但是也要求我们要中间要有些责任，要负责任，我们要在中间要做事情。
Now, God created this garden and put us in charge of that.
上帝把这个园子造出来，让我们在中间，要让我们来掌管。
Now, look at these main things that come from that Genesis text.
我们来看这些几点从创世纪中间出来的。
God said, which is God's creation, it's God's idea. It is not our idea to look good in our garden.
上面说，神说，这是说这个园子好，是因为上帝自己的主意，是他自己亲自创造的，不是我们的主意，不是我们所做的。
We care for the garden because God did it.
我们有这个园子，因为上帝造的。
Not because the government tells us to care for the government, for the garden.
我们管理，我们来看护这个园子，是因为上帝做的，而不是政府告诉我们要这样做。
And the interesting thing here is that God gave us a mandate. So it is not a choice that we have, but rather we are to care for the garden that we receive.
有意思是上帝给我们这样授权，不是，而是让我们来这样的管理我们所拿到的这个原则。
And God said it is good.
然后神说都非常好，很好。
It is good that you have a little piece of the garden and that you care for it.
你自己可以有这个原则的一部分，真的是好，然后你可以管理。
It is good that we are able to enjoy what God said that it was good.
我们可以能够享受上帝所看为好的，实在是好。
Now, look, the garden is what tells us to remember because it is in the past. It is what God did in the past so we can enjoy today until the garden is ended.
园子好是因为那个是过去的，所以我们要记住它好，能够帮助我们，让我们再看我们将来的。
So remembering in the Bible, it is a very interesting action that we as human have to do, constantly going back to that that we need to remember.
所以牢记是一个常经常重复性的这样的一个活动，让我们经常要回去，让我们记住我们所要记住的那些事情。
I'm going to mention six, but there are many, many, many more. I could have done, I don't know, 50 or so in the Bible. You can have a lot of those remembering actions or elements that push us, invite us to care for what we have.
圣经中有很多很多的方法，教导我们的方法，可以牢记的方法，但是我这边只来提出六个来帮助我们，让我们来有这种牢记这样的活动，究竟应该怎么才能记住？
Okay, the first one, it is to impress. This is something that comes from Deuteronomy 6, that God says to the parents,You are responsible to care for the garden by impressing, branding, or inculcating in children the faith in God.
在生命记第六章，主是这样说：我们作为父母，我们有这样的责任，要殷勤教导我们的儿女，让他们脑子里边可以印在他的脑子里，印在他们生命之中。
Now, if.Many people outside of the church heard what I just said, it would be very upset in this culture with me.
如果教会之外的人在这样的文化中间听到我所说的，他们会非常不高兴。
Because in this culture, we hear constantly that we need to give the freedom to the child to do whatever they want to.
在这种文化之中，我们常常就听说我们要给我们的孩子自由，让他们做他们想做任何的事情。
So,When I hear that, I say, okay, let them go to the roof and learn to fly.
我说那很好，你把他们放在房顶上，让他们学习飞翔。
But God said, it is my responsibility as a father to work with my kids, not to make them a puppet, but rather to make them love God in the way that I do love God and care for the garden the way that I care for the garden.
但上帝说这是我自己的责任来教导我的孩子不是让他们变成木偶而是教给他们来爱上帝来管理上帝所给的原则
Number two Memories The same text
第二就是背下历史同样的这个经文
Speaks of creating memories So what are the memories that you have as a child? What are the memories that you have as going to church? What are those memories? Who created them?
那意思就是说你自己要把你自己过去的这些经历把它写下来究竟是什么你作为孩子你去教会的经历还有你过去所有的这个经历把它写下来
That's one of the ways that you remember You remember by going back and say Do you remember what we did in Sunday school? Do you remember what we did with my family when we went to vacation? Do you remember when?
这个就是你能够记忆下来的办法你说你记不记得我们在主日学中间所学到是什么我们去出去旅游的时候我们去全家去度假的时候学到什么 你记不记得当时
Number three There's also an attitude that we need to develop in us in order to care for the garden of listening We need to listen for the warnings
我们要有一个态度如果我们要想管理这个园子好好管理园子我们要聆听我们要聆听警告
The garden, nature, our bodies tells us be careful, something is coming
这个园子还有自然还有我们自己的身体会告诉我们要小心要小心有些事情会发生
So I hear or I feel something a little bit in my throat and I say, uh-oh, something is not right
当我听到我可以感觉到我如果我觉得我的嗓子中间有什么东西我就哦好像有什么事情要发生有不好的事情
But we don't listen usually to those warnings
但是我们有的时候不去来听这些警告
You are eating and you see such a great food
当吃饭的时候看有这么好的食物
And you know that it only fits one serving
你知道什么应该是只是会吃一次一份
such a good food then you go for three
你本来觉得自己只应该吃一盘但是你吃了三盘
you didn't care for your garden
你没有好好去 来管理来治理你自己的园子
you didn't listen to the warnings coming you didn't remember what needs to be remembered
你没有聆听这个警告你也没记得过去所发生的
then comes the song
然后就要学歌。
I think it's very interesting that God said to the people of God, remember the song, learn the songs.
这很有意思，上帝就对神的子民说，你要记着这个歌，你要学唱这首歌。
The painful thing that we have today is that only the songs that we listen to are the ones that have only 4 or 5 weeks old.
痛苦的是我们今天所我们这个文化中间我们所唱的歌我们所听的歌大概只有四五个星期那么大
And the radio and TV you know tells us Oh no, that's old It's a year old
我们听的收音机或者电视就会告诉我们哦，那个太老了已经有一岁了
Throw those CDs away
把那些 CD 把它扔掉把那些歌曲都扔掉
But for the people of God we are called to remember the songs
但是神的子民我们被呼召要记着这些歌
Not because the music or the lyricsAre old.
不是因为这些音乐这个旋律老
Because in the song are the memories that needs to be brought back to us and that we need to use it to live in the garden.
就是因为这些歌就是那些记忆就是我们的回忆应该能够把它从过去再带到我们今天中间让我们记得我们可以来好好来照顾这个园子
So number five.
第五
Exhortations usually come to us through other people.
这个要劝勉，劝勉一般是从别人那边来到我们这里。
I work with Daryl, and he comes to my office often to say, Eduardo, you didn't do this.
我跟 Dr. Daryl Pearson 一块工作，他经常跑到我办公室说你没有做这个事情。
I need exhortation.
我就需要他这样的劝勉。
Well, my wife comes.More often than Daryl.
或者是我太太更加经常的来，比 Daryl 来的还要多。
I ask you to do this.
他说我让你做这件事情。
Did you do it?
你有没有做
？Or Because those are daily things.
或许这是每天要做的事情。
But more fundamental.
更加基本的。
My wife comes and says, "Together, the Bible."
我太太就会过来，让我们一块来读。其实她就说要一块来读圣经。
Or let's pray together.
让我们一块来祷告。
Many times we think the exhortation is always some sort of a punishment.
很多时候我们觉得劝勉就是一种好像所谓的警，所谓的惩罚一样。
But exhortations are invitations to the good life.
其实劝勉是一个来邀请你进入美好生活的这样的一个邀请。
So when another Christian exhorts me, what he's doing is inviting me to be better, to enjoy life in a better dimension.
当一个基督徒来劝勉我的时候，其实从另外的意义是在邀请我来能够更加享受这个美好生活的其他的方面。
So number six.
第六。
Number six talks about building memorials. Memorials are things that happen in our lives that could be an event, it could be an actual object, or it could be an experience.
第六就是要建纪念碑，纪念碑就是在我们生命之中那些可能是过去所发生的一件事情，或者是一些东西，或者是我们的经历。
In those memorials, it is implicit what we have lived in the past.
那些纪念碑实际上是向我们，让我们清清楚楚地表明我们过去的生活是如何的。
I don't know if you know about this, but when young people used to be romantic,
我不知道你们知不知道这些，以前的年轻人如果想浪漫，
they went to a tree,
他们就
carve a heart with their initials.
他们就到一棵树上，然后就在那个树上就刻下来他们自己的名字。
That is a memorial.
这就是一个所谓的纪念。
How many trees are being carved today by young people as a memorial?
现在有多少树？有这些年轻人有，因为要想建纪念，他在树上到底有多少树被他们这样画过？
A lot of the young people, I'm not talking about this young people here, but in the society in which we live, a lot of young people, the memorial that they have is, I got drunk on Saturday.
在这个社会上，不是说我们教会中间，社会上有很多的年轻人，他们所谓的纪念碑就是，哦，我礼拜六，我喝醉了。
So what kind of memorials are you building?
你究竟在建立什么样的纪念碑?
What are the things that you can look back and say, yes?Yes, yes, yes, and then you can connect the dots of your life and the garden.
一些什么样的纪念碑在你生命之中，那些事情你都可以说哦，这个这个这个这个，然后把它放在一起，连在一起，你知道这是你的原则。
In the Bible, remembering is equal to obeying, being faithful.
在圣经中间，记住。牢记也就是跟这个忠心是一样的。
And you can go through the rest of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and all those things are there, so you will follow God, and Him will be pleased with you.
你从圣经中间旧约到新约中间很多很多例子都是说到你要跟随主，就讨他的喜悦。
So six things that just an example. There are many more, but a six just to.Consider those.
这个我们刚才所说的就是只有六个牢记的方法，实际上有更多更多，只是以这个六个作为例子。
The second image or metaphor is the table.
在下一个这个图画或者这个比喻就是桌子。
We have been at the table today.
我们今天已经是在圣餐的桌子前。
In the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音
it tells us when Jesus.We are not going to read them. But it's when Jesus tells the disciples, come, let's create a memorial.
这个路加福音我们不会再来读。当门徒来到耶稣这边的时候，耶稣说来，我们来造一个，来建一个纪念碑。
And he used what was in the table.
他用的就是在桌子上面的东西。
He didn't look for any extravagant thing, just whatever it was there.
他没有去找那些很花哨的、很 纵观的那些东西放在这边。
So we have a daughter and her family that they live with us. So we know that they have finished eating supper because they sing every single day. They sing.
我的女儿跟她的家人跟我们住在一起。我们知道她吃完了晚餐，因为她们每次都会唱歌。
And after they finish singing, we know they're going to be with us upstairs.
我们知道，当他们唱完歌之后，他们就会来到楼上跟我们在一起。
There is a tradition that is being built.
中间有一个传统好像正在建立。
And traditions are beautiful to keep memories.
这个传统实在是美好，可以帮助我们，让我们可以能够记忆。
This is why we embrace traditions.
这就为什么我们会拥抱这些传统。
And when people start destroying traditions, they don't realize that they are destroying their own identity.
当有的时候，当人们在把自己的传统把它摧毁之后，他们不知道自己在把自己的身份都是在突破掉。
So I marry a lady from a different tradition ethnicity than myself.
我的太太是跟我不同的这样的传统，还有不同的这个种族。
So when I went to Elvira's home.It was all in Ukrainian. I have no idea. I used to go to the church like today, you know, right here, but except that they didn't have translation. So I was there for 2-3 hours, you know, and no Spanish for me.
我当时去我太太家的时候，去她那个教会，大概2-3个小时，他们不是用西班牙语，所以我就没有西班牙语就在中间。
The tradition that they have.
这是他们教会的传统。他们说 Ukrainian.
They have long services.
乌克兰语，他们就用那个乌克兰语敬拜。
And they stand for hours.
他们站着好几个小时。传统。
Are they in the table? The table is today embracing the things that we have done forever.
这个桌子就意味着我们来拥抱这些我们从头到尾至始至终都在做的事情。
This is what makes my wife Ukrainian. It makes me an Italian.
这就是为什么这些是传统就使得为什么我太太是一个乌克兰人，我是个意大利人。
I need a little more movement than 3 hours in a service.
我是需要一些运动，否则这不能有3个小时的这样的。这样的敬拜。
But then we created a family with 2 traditions coming together.
当我们成为一个家庭的时候，等于说两个传统就放在一起了。
And the question is, how do we do that without losing the identity of who we are?
我们的问题在于，我们如何可以成为这样的家庭，仍然不失去我们自己的身份。
The table is the time, the place, figure of speech or real.And where tradition finds themselves with each other.
桌子就是这样的一个时刻，这样的一个地方，不管是用比喻或者真正的发生，你这些传统都可以在这个地方找到它的共同的这样的一个点。
It is the table and the invitation to the table that helps us to really become what God wants of us.
就是这个桌子，或者说这个邀请来到桌子这样的一个邀请，是上帝是这样一个地方，上帝会把我们改变成他所要的样式。
So in our home we have a funny relationships at time and at the table.
在我们家中，在这个桌子旁边总是有一个非常有趣的这样的关系。
There is no one language that everybody speaks.
没有哪个语言好像大家都要讲那么一个语言。
I know that you don't have that problem.
我知道你们可能没有这样的问题。
So we always have translations going on.
所以我们总是得有翻译。
So there are 2 that speak Spanish or Ukrainian, and there is another 3 or 4 that speaks only English.
我们有两个是说乌克兰语，还有西班牙语，还有4个人只说英语。
So our identity at the table is this multi-ethnic.That's what gives us identity. Our identity, it is not based on who we decide, but where we come from. remember where you come from. You have been given a garden in which things happen in that garden that makes you who you are today.
我们的桌子是一个多文化的这样的桌子，在这个地方我们就会记得我们自己的身份，不是我们现在是什么样子，而是我们过去我们所带来的，是什么样一种，是一种什么样的身份。在这个地方让我们知道我们的原子，我们所那个原子，上帝给我们的原子，将要给我们什么样的身份。
Let me say this. The table where we just had all says that we will do this until Jesus comes back again.
对，我们刚才这个桌子，路加就是这样说，我们要如此行，直到耶稣，哦，哥林多说，保罗就说，直到耶稣再来的时刻。
And when we wait something to happen, we look back for what had happened.
当我们在期待的什么事情发生的时候，我们实际上在回头看它过去发生的情况。
So the table, in a sense, is looking back and it's looking forward. It's looking back and it's looking forward. It does not deny the past and expects the future.
这桌子实际上是我们又往前看，又往后看，又往前看，又往后看。它不是否认我们过去的发生的事情，但是却是同时又要帮助我们来看我们的未来。
Okay, let me move on to the third one, the city. Now, the third metaphor is the city.
这第三个形象比喻就是城市。
So from the garden, God takes us to a table, which is a, this dynamic of past and future, embrace around food, usually, around relationships, conversation, embracing each other, but also looking into what is coming.
在这个原子，上帝就带着我们来进到这个桌子边。这个桌子就实际上很多就是有食物，实际上让我们中间人跟人有更多的这样的交往，这样的来往，让我们彼此这样接纳，然后最终要进入城市。Now
you can read on Revelation 21. There is a long text there, but describes this city.
启示录第21章这个中间有一个很长很长的经文，在谈一个城市。
So I called Jeff and Daryl and I said, can you paint this city for us so we have an idea of how it will look like? And this is the painting. There we have three paintings that they did overnight for us.
我就跟 Dr. Pearson 还有徐杰讲，我们需要画一些这个城市的图画，这就是一个晚上画出来的三个图画。
Actually, I went to the internet and I said, what would some people will paint about this text in Revelation?
实际上这是我在网站上找的三个图画，想说人如果他要画这个城市的时候，他究竟要画成什么样子？
Yeah, it is more like a cube.
好像是一个正方形的正方体。
But the interesting thing is, that Revelation is not talking about a city as we think of a city.
有趣的是，启示录不是在说的那种我们自己认为的那种城市。
If you pay attention, the interesting thing and what it ruins our reading is that the angel talks about the city as if it were a person.
有趣的是，当这个天使谈到城市的时候，好像在谈一个人。
So suddenly in the reading, what we find is that the angel said, come and see the bride of the Lamb.
在这个地方我们读的时候，天使就这样来说，你来，我要给你看新娘，就是羔羊的妻子。
So it is more complex than just a city with houses and cars.
是比一个城市只有房子还有车要更加复杂。
This is something organic.
这是一个有机的,
something that God is creating beyond the garden.
上帝创造要超过这个园子,
that contains the garden.
中间它包括这个园子,
but it's not the garden in perfection only.
不是说是这个园子只是好像更加完美而已。
See, some of the political people, they think that they are going to create the perfect world.
有些政治家认为他自己好像他们在创造一个完美的世界。
But the interesting thing is that God never said that a perfect world will be created by people.
但有趣的是，上帝从来就没有说这完美的世界是会将会由人来创造。
Jesus says, "The kingdom of God has come with me, with a person."
耶稣说，上帝的国度是由我而来，是人。
And when the angel talks about the future, the angel says, "And the city of God is coming down, which is a bride."
当天使谈到未来城市，他说，上帝的城将会降下，那就是新娘。
So five observations from this text, very quick.
从这个经文我们可以看到五个观察，非常快。
First, this is God's doing.
首先是神的作为，不是我们。
So we are working with him. We are embracing his project. It is not that he embraces my project.
我们在与他同工，是我们在要拥抱他的这样的一个创造，他的一个，而不是他要来接受我们的行为。
So when we look at our lives, look at our careers, the future of us, and what we are going to do,We should be concentrating on how I play a role in his project, not the way around. You are not going to make a difference in this world. God will.
当我们看到过去，看到将来，看到历史，我们应该要来拥抱，要看他所做的这样的他的作为，而不是要看我们自己要怎么做。我们要拥抱上帝所要上帝的行为。
And then you ask, and how is that going to happen?I don't know because it's not my making. It is God's making. It is unthinkable.
你说我这如何可以发生？我说我也不知道，因为这不是我的作为，而是上帝的作为，是无法想象的。
God is doing and will do something incredible that we cannot ever think.
上帝将会做一些，他正在做，也将会做那些我们根本都无法想象的。
Number three, there. Take a look. There is not going to be a temple.
在你再看，在第三方面，中间会没有圣殿的。
How you like a city without churches?
你会不会想要一个城市里面没有教会？
Oh, this will be loved by the secularists.
这个不信主的人肯定会非常高兴。
They want to get rid of religion in society.
他们想把这个社会中间所有的宗教都给赶走。
I will tell them, get in God's project. He doesn't have churches.
我就说你去参与上帝的这个项目，他没有教会将来。
He's going to have a city with everybody and no temple.
他将来这个城市有所有的人，但是没有圣殿。
There is not going to be light.
也没有日月，没有日月的光。
So those that are against oil and you know all that.Pollution thing. They should embrace God's project because He doesn't spend fuel in lighting the cities.
他们那些好像是在反对这些石油或什么样的人，他们也应该来接受上帝的这个计划，因为将来就没有这个光照，不会用这些东西。
No light. The city doesn't need the sun, so.Don't worry if the sun explodes and disappears and becomes a nova or whatever.
没有光，这个世界，这个将来的城市不需要日，当这个不需要日头，日光，将来这个日头哪怕是它要爆炸，要有任何的问题都没有关系。
We do not understand that, but this is coming.
我们不能理解，但是这个就是要将会到来的。
This is the city of God for us to live in.
这就是上帝的城市，让我们将来要居住的。
And finally, he says there is not going to be corruption there.
最后他说中间没有腐败。
No corruption.
没有腐败。
How you like a place in which everybody is honest and do the right thing?
你想不想去一个地方，在中间所有人都很诚实，不会做不好的事情？
So the thing that I find out of Revelation is that there is an incredible hope for humanity.
在中间我们所看到在启示录中间有对人类有无限的这样的盼望。
Why? Because the world that God is creating, it is much, much better than any of us in the wildest dream can dream of.
因为上帝所为我们创造的这样一个世界，是我们人类再能够想象的这样的一个梦想，都没有办法能和它相比。
God created something from nothing, a garden.
上帝在从无变有来创造，成为园子。
Don't you think that He can create a new world?
难道你不认为他可以能够再创造一个新的世界吗？
Aren't you happy that you could be there?
你高不高兴你可能会到那里去。
So come to the table.
来到这个桌子前。
Think where you're coming from, where you're going to.
来在这个桌子前来思考你过去从哪里而来，你将要到哪里去。
In Spanish, the word hope is esperanza.
西班牙语这个盼望这个意思是Esperanza,
which means to wait for.
意思就是说在要等候，翘首以待。
So it is not a hope empty of a content.
不是这种好像这种盼望中间没有任何内容的这样的盼望。
But rather you are waiting for something that will come.
而是你在中间等候，有什么事情将要来。
And actually, this is the sense.That hope has in the Bible.
对，实际上这一个盼望的意思，也就是圣经中间所说的盼望的意思。
In the Bible, we have this hope that God is giving all of us that He will come and prepare a world for us.
这个圣经就是这样子说，他实际上给我们所有人这样讲，他会将会来到给我们这样的盼望，他会替我们准备一个地方。
So it is not that we are waiting and we don't know if it's going to happen. It is not waiting in the void, but rather it's waiting in God's plans.
不是说是我们在等候不知道什么事情会发生，也不是我们在空气之间等候，而在等候上帝将要成就。
Ephesians 1 says,speaks to this issue very well.
以弗所书第一章是这样子讲。
Paul writes to the Ephesians and says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you may know the hope.
这个保罗是这样说， 我祷告使得你们要照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
He inspires a church by having them looking into what is coming.
他来激励这个教会，让他们可以看到有什么将会到来。
But then he goes back to this story in the past.
然后他又回去进入这个故事的过去。
And he says that we have inherited all this in the future because of the power.That is like working in Jesus Christ. The same power that resurrected Jesus Christ is the power that is creating a new world and a new humanity.
他说我们在这个圣徒中间的基业是何等的浩大，将来是因为我们这一过去上帝曾经用同样的这一个大能大力把耶稣基督从死里复活，用这个同样的大能大力将会建立一个新的世界，新的社会。
So here it is. Look, read. It is far above rulers. It is not a political solution. It is more than power and dominion. So it is not how much you work for it.
他说是远超过一切执政的，所以超过一切的政权，这是也是也所有掌权有能的主治的，也就是说超过我们一切的工作，一切的能力。
But rather God has been working since the beginning of the garden to the end of history.
实际上上帝已经是在从一开始在造园子的时候就已经开始，直到将来。
Through all the races, ethnicities, groups in the world on one single project.
其实上帝是透过各种各样的民族、各种各样的人、各样的国家，都是为了一个计划。
God places all things under Him.
将万有伏在他的脚下。
So we are going to do the best thing for ourselves.
我们将会做出对我们自己可以做出最好的。
When we understand where we're coming from, we're going and change the table accordingly.
当我们在这个时候知道我们是从哪儿来，将要到何处而去，然后我们在我们的桌子就知道如何来调整我们的桌子。
The master story is nothing else but God and His mind, His heart, and His ideals trying to create among us.
这个伟大的故事，实际上就是上帝在他自己的思想还有他自己的行为，他想在我们生命中间所要做的。
The best thing that we can do is to learn where we're coming from, remember the past, the history that we have, and move forward to what He wants of us.
所以我们可以做的就是记得我们的历史，来知道我们自己的向我们的将来来行进。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Thank you, God, for being so good and loving.
就感谢你是如此的好，如此的慈爱。
Thank you for taking care of us in such an incredible way.
谢谢你真的是来帮助我们，用这么奇妙的办法如此来帮助我们。
And we pray that you will help us.
谢谢你来帮助我们。
Look back and understand what are your plans for us.
祷告你帮助我们，让我们回头看你对我们生命的计划。
And that we may change our lives and our behavior to follow you.
我们能够改变我们的生活还有我们的行为来跟随你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.